The fact that we have a pretty major announcement to make this morning. That is indeed the case, but we're going to get to that in just a moment. First, I want to lay the groundwork of what Alpha even is, in case you haven't heard of it. And I've got Tony Koppel here. He is the right guy to ask about that. Just talk briefly about the history of Alpha and, yeah, and how it got into Canada and so on and so forth.
Yes, Alpha has existed for about 25 years, but it wasn't until 1991, I guess, that the course came under some of the guidance of a man called Nicky Gumbel, and they filmed the course. And although there were only about four courses going on in London at that time, now we've got 30,000 around the world in 150 countries. And so there's something about Alpha that helps it grow and be very, very effective in what it does.
Well, you say there's something about Alpha, but what is it? What makes it so popular and so effective, and why are so many people coming to believe in Jesus because of the Alpha program?
You know, we have to give God the full credit and the glory for that. It's His plan, and we feel, we really believe that God uses Alpha as a tool towards that plan. But there are two things I just want to mention. First of all, I can remember the first time I ever saw Nicky speak on video. This man is a lawyer. He speaks logically. He argues his case. For me, as a sort of analytical engineer, that was powerful. And I just had to listen to what he had to say. The second thing is that when anyone goes on an Alpha course, they themselves learn all they need to be able to bring that course to another environment, so they could start an Alpha in their church or their community. So it has this self-replicating capability. That's why we've got these so many thousands of courses running today, in everything from community halls to prisons, or the whole variety of environments where Alpha is being successful and bringing a lot of people to the Lord.
Well, Monique, you were a skeptic when you came into Alpha, and I'd really like to get your personal perspective on why, first off, did you even decide to take the course, and then what was it about things that were said that started to make you think, man, I think maybe this Jesus thing really is real?
Well, definitely when I started Alpha, I had never really been to church before, other than I was fortunate enough to get married in the church and then had my daughter baptized. And I thought I had a responsibility, just in case she asked me why I didn't believe in God, that I should at least investigate it. So I went to a church in a location where I was moving. And the minister there was extremely excited to baptize me, which I put a halt to very quickly. And he said, why don't you try and go on this Alpha? And I thought, wow, this will be the perfect way for me to at least be able to answer my daughter to say why the reason that our family didn't go to church. I figured that was going to be the result of going to an Alpha. And 12 weeks later, I realized that I was probably going to be in for the long haul, and realized that I had to learn more and stick with it. And it was really exciting and scary at first, but it gets better every day.
You know, a lot of people come to Christ trying to prove the Christian faith wrong. That happens to a lot of people. I hear that time and time again. Josh McDowell, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's a famous author. He tours around and speaks and so on. He came to Christ in university trying to prove that Jesus Christ never rose from the dead, because he figured if he could debunk that whole myth, that he could just have a reason to reject it. And now he is so convinced there is more evidence of Jesus Christ rising from the dead than there is of any other single fact of anything in history, that he goes and speaks on it, writes books about it. I mean, that happens a lot. There is a lot of scientific, analytical proof that will convince a person just on the facts of Jesus and the claims of Jesus. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. And I think as you learn more every day, it becomes more aware. You realize, for me, I need to investigate it constantly and look into it constantly. But every time I investigate something, more truth comes out of it. So I just get more and more convinced, and certainly kind of absorb it into my new life.
Well, Tony, tell us about the big Alpha initiative this summer. There's quite a bit going on.
Yes, this is the third year that we're having an Alpha initiative cross-country. These have been extremely successful, not only in raising the awareness of Alpha amongst the people of Canada, I think it's something like 19 or 20% of the population now recognize what the Alpha Course is. But of course, the remarkable effects in terms of people coming on the course and it changing their lives and them learning who Jesus is and deciding to follow him. So a couple of years this concept was started, it had a remarkable effect, including right here in Ottawa. You probably remember seeing the signs and the banners up. This year it's a little bit different. We're having a prayer blitz from August the 8th to September the 15th. We're encouraging all manner of different prayer events, prayer walks, vigils, because we know that we can't do this on our own. We have to have God right there beside us, and this is our appeal to God to help us and the country in all manner of things to do with our faith and our country.
So the surprise that we've been talking about on the air and kind of teasing up with this interview ties into what Alpha is up to this summer. And why don't you go ahead and take the lid off that one? What's going on with Alpha?
Well, this summer there's a huge Alpha conference in Toronto, August the 5th, August the 6th. And the key speakers at that conference are Nikki Gumbel and Paul Cowley. Paul works right alongside Nikki and has been responsible for the phenomenal growth of Alpha in prisons. So that's something really...
Wait a second now, Tony. You're not saying the big surprise is that Nikki Gumbel is coming to Toronto.
You're right. But in order to get to Toronto, he's coming through Ottawa on August the 2nd. So that's the surprise for us.
Wow. That is so neat. And it's free.
It is, yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. It's a free event. It's August 2nd at Bethel Pentecostal. And people can... go on to the Alpha Canada website, which is alphacanada.org, and get tickets. And it's first come, first serve. And they started today, so we know they're going to go pretty quickly. And yes, it is free. And there will be an opportunity to learn more about the Alpha Ministries there and donate to Alpha when you are there. But to get there, all you need to do is go on the website and print off a ticket.
So you do have to get a ticket, because obviously we don't want people lined up getting turned away by the hundreds or something like that. But it's free. It's a free event. There will be a free will offering taken up. You've got to get a ticket at the website, alphacanada.org. Is there any other way to get a ticket besides that website, or is that the exclusive way to get that ticket?
That's the best way to get a ticket.
Okay. So yep. alphacanada.org, again, the site. And the date, again, is August the 2nd, 10:30 until noon. Nikki Gumbel will be here, and he's speaking on Can a Nation Be Changed, I understand.
That's right. And it's actually it's a fantastic talk for people who have been on Alpha, who are going to be leading Alpha, and it's also a great talk for people who haven't been on an Alpha course yet. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got to wrap up, but let's talk a little bit about Nikki Gumbel and why people get so excited about this guy. Everybody I mentioned his name to, and I've never taken Alpha, but people that have are just like, oh my, Nikki Gumbel, he's fantastic. What is it about this guy?
Nick, Brock, we got to invite you on our very next Alpha course, that's for sure. September 15th, I think it starts in Canada. Nikki has a special way with him of explaining the big questions. On Alpha, our emblem is a question mark. We welcome all sorts of questions, particularly the sorts of questions you were referring to earlier by people who may be very, very skeptical. And the way that the course is arranged, it provides plenty of time for those sorts of questions to be discussed in an extremely friendly, non-threatening environment. The teaching comes from the presentation, which is normally done by video, and they're all presented by Nikki. And I think it's the way he does it. And you can only prove that to yourself if you actually watch him at work and see the extremely compelling way that he will explain and present all aspects of the Christian faith.
Mm. And it's just it's a fantastic environment that's very non-threatening for anybody. And you just learn from the moment the tape starts. And Nikki is just, he's very welcoming. Even though he's on video, you get into an approachable frame of mind from him.
A couple of other elements of every Alpha course is we always feed people, there's always a meal, and we always have some music. We have either live or music where people can sing a cappella or whatever, but there's always praise music. So these four elements in the course really gel together. And we don't change that formula. We keep it in that sort of approach.
Well, the cat's out of the bag, so to speak. Alpha pioneer Nikki Gumbel coming to Ottawa. August the 2nd, again, the date, 10:30 until noon at Bethel Pentecostal Church, and they're on Viewmount Drive in Nepean. And there will be an opportunity to support Alpha at the event. However, the tickets, which you need to reserve, are free, and they're available as of today. AlphaCanada.org, again, is the website. AlphaCanada.org. Go online and reserve your tickets right now if you want to. You'll be hearing a lot more about this. They are going to go. August the 2nd, Nikki Gumbel. AlphaCanada.org. Again, the website. Our time is gone. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Jars of clay now.
Yeah.